Chapter 10. Dina had the day off, and Lexi was able to whip up the tarts for that evening's dessert at record speed, since she didn't have to take time out for giving instructions. Once finished, she threw her apron in the laundry basket and headed off for some well-deserved beach time. At her cottage, she changed into a white and blue striped one-piece and threw on a long-sleeved white shirt as a cover-up. Tossing Sprinkles a treat, she shoved a towel in her oversized beach bag and headed down to the small beach at the end of her street. The beach was dotted with colorful blankets and beach umbrellas. Kids played at making sandcastles. Parents sat in beach chairs next to coolers, and teens ran through the water laughing and diving. Lexi spotted Jack lying on a lounge chair about 10 feet from the edge of the water. She slipped off her flip-flops to feel the warm, coarse sand on her feet and started toward him. "Hi, handsome. Is this spot taken?" Lexi spread her towel down beside Jack, who peered over the top of his book at her.
"I suppose you can sit here, but only until my wife comes down."
Lexi laughed, then bent over to kiss him before plopping down on the towel.
"So, how was your visit with the widow?" Jack asked.
"Interesting." Lexi dug in her beach bag for suntan lotion. "She said Dugasse was worth more to her alive than dead." Jack raised an eyebrow.
"How so?"
"Well, he was a shoo-in to win that chili battle. You know, the one they're having here at the fairgrounds?" Lexi pointed in the direction of the open field in the middle of the resort. "Anyway, I guess winning that means you get a lot of money thrown at you." Jack pursed his lips. "Oh, and she also said that she thought Dugasse was having an affair because he snuck out in the wee hours of the morning."
"But she was there the morning he was killed, right?"
Jack asked. "Yes, but she said she didn't kill him."
"They all say that."
Jack dog-eared a page and then closed his book.
"But she might have a point about him being worth more money. Does she have an alibi?"
Lexi's brows mashed together. She dumped out the contents of her bag, still unable to find the suntan lotion. "I don't know." She didn't seem very hospitable after Nance practically accused her of killing Dugasse, so we got out of there fast. Jack laughed.
"Well, maybe you could check the hotel. Or maybe Payne has already done that. The room keys record when people come and go. So if she was back in her room at the time of death, it would show that."
"Well, I don't think Payne is going to share any of that information with me. He's not as nice as you are with that sort of stuff." Lexi grabbed the copper-colored bottle of suntan lotion and opened the top. Squirting some on her arm, she started rubbing it in. "But I don't think the wife is the killer."
"Oh, why not?"
"I ran into Sylvia Spicer when I was at the dining lodge, and she was acting really funny. Nance and the ladies were thinking she might be the one Dugasse was having an affair with, so I kind of hinted around about that, and she got really mad." Jack chuckled.
"Well, wouldn't you, if someone was hinting around that you had an affair and murdered someone?"
"Yeah, probably." Lexi pressed her lips together. Maybe Sylvia was only reacting to her accusations. "But I found out some other strange things today, too."
"What?"
Jack took the bottle from her and started rubbing lotion on her legs, venturing into parts that were already covered by her suit and causing her to almost forget what she was saying. "What? Oh, when I was at the dining hall, I talked to Prescott Charles, the manager. And he was acting kind of strange about the whole Dugasse thing. And then I caught Brad Meltzer sneaking around in Dugasse's office." Jack finished with the lotion and looked at her.
"Well, it sounds like you have a lot of things to follow up on before you can get a picture of what is really going on."
"Right." Lexi bit her bottom lip. There was a lot to figure out. Could she, Nance, and the Ladies' Detective Club handle all that?
"You know what I'd do?" Jack prompted. What? I'd start with one clue and follow it through to the end. Knock off each of your questions one by one until they are all resolved, and then you'll know the truth. You make it sound so easy. Lexi opened her bag and started putting the contents that she had spilled on her towel back inside it. It's not that hard if you take it one at a time, Jack said. Did you ever get back to that other trail?
No, I was planning on doing that later today. Want to come?
I wish I could, but I'm going fishing.
Jack peered over his sunglasses at her.
You're not going alone, I hope.
Oh, no. Nance and the ladies will be with me, so I'll be perfectly safe.
That's great. I'm sure you won't get into any trouble with them, Jack said dubiously, as he pushed his sunglasses up on his face and flipped over on his stomach.
Lexi leaned back on her elbows and watched the lake lap at the shore. A little bird ran along the edge of the water, pecking for food. Out on the lake, people paddled on kayaks and canoes. The occasional motorboat sped by in the deeper waters. It was calm, relaxing. Lexi's stomach twisted to think a murderer could be running loose right in this very resort. And since Payne didn't seem to be doing a very good job, it might be up to Lexi and the Ladies' Detective Club to catch the killer.